So coming up next, you're gonna do top 10 entertainment.
Yes.
And we got the Polo King of Montreal, J.E. Bunce. He's gonna join us as well. I'm gonna play some of my favorite J.E. Bunce Madness Blueprint joints. J.E. Bunce did a thing called Trapping on a Mercredi. I was like, okay. I always get nervous when dancehall DJs started to put French in their titles of their mixes. I said, okay, he gonna get mixy today. So you know how we do things, man. It's the Morning Detour, man. My CKT 90.3 FM. Yo, this guy's crazy. If you don't know his name, he is DJ J.E. Bunce, the Polo King. Yeah, we on Fridays. The Mighty CKT 90.3 FM, Moon Chaser, Louis and XO, J.E. Bunce. This is Trapping on a Mercredi. Hold on, J.E. Bunce. I don't know if they're ready for all of that. J.E. Bunce. It's 2021. We've survived it all. We are Montrealers. 8:01 in the morning, New Year's Eve. We gonna make it through everything, man. Tomorrow's day one, 2022, Larina. We should have been flying spaceships by now, according to the Jetsons, Larina. I pray for my niggas surviving the pen. Demons taking my friends. Boys pretending they men. Bitch, don't fuck up my sin. My homie told me you violated a body and shawty that put me on 10. She begging me now to add it to the list of the feelings I gotta keep in. Ain't that the root of the drama? How we just lock up the charm? Fighting within, fighting without, fighting divided and conquered. Like God didn't make us compatible. They wanted to turn us to animals. We lynching that Willie Lynch manual. Real niggas are back from sabbatical. Jaded on men tell admit to us. The reason our family slipping up. Cause our women won't submit to us. You let a bitch run the crib in the southern men say it's the bitch in us. We dominate to overcompensate. Our bravado dripping with the coward dish. I'm watching power, feeling powerless. Like I gotta get my niggas out of this hell, out of this spell. Run the pills on the powder fish scales. Run the rapper with a lot of stiff drills. We don't win with no amount of pistols. In the battle on the soul. Allergy fresh, we got it kind of dope. Properly waking niggas really own property. Motherland be like a old property.
They can see eye to eye. They know it's by design. That in the dark we shine. And that's the bottom line.
When we together, we stay strong. But they don't want us to last long.
We can see eye to eye. We can see eye to eye, yeah.
Bring it back.
Give me for the side of shore. Can't control this other half here on my own, yeah. Give me for the side of shore. Can't control this other half here on my own, yeah, yeah.
She left me, shit got way too messy. Show my mask to the world, show my worst to my bestie. You a Elijah dinner, got my papa temper. Don't fuck with my dinner, touch it and you die like dinner. That's the rage in an age coming to an end. Cause we must be greater men than we ever been. You know we don't break, we bend, we resilient. We study in our genes, we the cream that I've been.
By design, that in the dark we shine, and that's the bottom line.
When we together, we stay strong, but they don't want us to last long.
We can see eye to eye, we can see eye to eye.
Give me for the side of shore, control this other half here on my own. Yeah, give me for the side of shore, control this other half here on my own.
No bad bitch, no bad bitch.
My friend got 40-inch hair. Bitches love to stare, touching her derriere. Bitch, you want this hair? My bitch is bad, make all you hoes look sad. Her ass is fat, my ass is flat. My friend got 40-inch hair.
Good morning.
Love to stare.
It's your boy J.E. Bunce, people.
Bitch, you want this hair?
I'm out here just having some fun, you know what I mean?
All you hoes look sad.
Let's see where this is gonna lead us, you know what I mean?
My ass is flat.
Let's go.
Bad bitch, ass fat. 40 inch hair, yours came in a pack. Camel toe fat, you can see it from the back. Go bad bitch, go bad bitch, go. 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 Sonny came with the baby hairs. Lame ass hoe can't compare. Be talking about me, but they build like a pair. Keep that shit suckle, don't fit in no square. I just say hoes can't sit right here. Big booty bitch, I need two chairs. That nigga my bitch, I don't share. Say what you want, bitch, I don't care. My friend got 40 inch hair. Bitches love to stare. Touching her derriere. Bitch, you want this hair? My bitch is bad. Make all you hoes look sad. Her ass is fat. My ass is flat. All my bundles, they pricey. Ooh, see why these bitches don't like. Everything I do it with a passion. If I gotta be a bitch, I'ma be a bad one. I'm A.I. with the GSN's Durag. Bounce back game too, while we talking practice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pull up score when I want to. Best thing that's a heaven. They be trying to count me out though. I'm just counting blessings. A real woman better pay. Niggas don't know where I came from. Why I really, really came. You never could say I'm lacking. All the shit I've been through only made me more of an assassin. I kill him, I kill him, I kill him with compassion. And baby, get they asking. Tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him.
Keeping my composure, never sober, never choking, always smoking dope. Fuck them if they getting over. Got a monkey, I caught me, cause the kid the Cody. Ain't changed, I stay the same and maintain it. Safe to say the kid getting older. Forever gang, I'm never switching over. Made a lane, these niggas can't get over.
Yeah. Y'all know what it is, it's your boy Jay Buns, man. We out here. Come on!
Fuck me up, look like we hit dicks. How we sell bricks, we don't sell shit. We just make.
What's good, Bones? How you? Yeah. MTL Uncommon, how you, my brother? China. Good to see you.
My composure, never sober, never choking, always smoking dope. Fuck them if they getting over. Got a monkey, I caught me, cause the kid the Cody. Ain't changed, I stay the same and maintain it. Safe to say the kid getting older. Forever gang, I'm never switching over. Made a lane and niggas can't get over. I can't mess with rappers, they be bogus. Brother, get a pack and keep the over. Big dripper, stand up in the ocean. Everybody trapping, we get losing. He ain't 4 PF. He ain't got motion. Made a half a ticket out promotion. Shout out Switch and Sweet, they keep me rolling. But if we catch the off, we gotta throw. Riding around with Drake, like we OVO. I got some rats and I want some more. Still got them pass in the hood, call it give and go. Keep a nigga, man, bitch in the fit before. Let me fuck when I want, I just come and go. Man, these rats get too big for these skinny clothes. I might put me in M and some bitch or both. They little bro hit the stick and start getting low. I spent 500 rats on a Lambo and didn't even know how to make that motherfucker go. On my birthday, I just wanna lift the dough. Belly flex, but don't pay with me, period. Shooters follow behind in the years. In the road truck, I feel like a tourist. I'm the one from the bottom who sold out my partner. Them pounds used to drive in the beard. I'm heating up. I fuck with slides and I'm gonna bust. He can't put on that drip, he ain't one of us. How you running them Benz and a Tonka truck? How you got everybody lit piping up? Oh, she bad with no swag, I can pipe her up. Make my last on my last, I know wife and her. Count the money up fast like I'm typing some. I'm the type to get active and never run.
Keep the rules, my niggas ain't scared of nothing. Ain't no rules, you got rest, you can get it done. On a light day, I keep me 100 bucks. Making hit after he call me Baron Bun. For this Christmas, I bought everybody guns. Busting choppers and effing for everyone.
On my knees, shaking ass on my thigh shit. Post me a pic, finna make me a profit.
When y'all here just doing something different, Bones.
Why the fuck you in the club with
this? Hey,
I've been lit since brunch, that shit. Order 42 for the table, let's pop shit. Missionaire or a doggy style on my top shit. Pussy ass niggas, hey, know me from the closet. Always trying to call me a snake shit. I guess I can relate, cause a bitch spit a whole lot of venom. And since these hoes all rats, when they come around me, all I see is a whole lot of dinner. I walk around the house butt naked and I stop at air mirror just to stare at my own posterior. I don't give a fuck who talk behind my back, cause the bitch knew better than to let me hear. Hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thigh shit. Hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thigh shit. Hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thigh shit. Hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thigh shit. Hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thigh shit. Hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thigh shit. Hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thigh shit. Hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thigh shit. Hands on my knees, hands on my knees.
Fill 'em up, 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 fill 'em up.
Toronto zone, Messiah.
Fill 'em up.
Let's go.
In the club, we put 'em up. Shotty bad, she finna cut. Keep it coming till we had enough. So where the cups, we fill 'em up. Fill 'em up, 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 fill 'em up.
what you're doing as long as you keeping it moving. Yeah, take your foot off the brakes, learn from mistakes and improve them. Yeah, know that niggas gon' copy you up, the kid is a nuisance. Yeah, whatever they saying don't matter as long as you keep on pursuing. Straight from the ruins, staying away from the heat, meaning the summertime shootings. Yeah. Hungry dogs love showing they teeth, that's why I smile is confusing. So, never expose what you eat, cause niggas gon' watch what you're chewing. Yeah, I am one with the beat, whenever I speak, yo, it's fluent. Facts, just playing my game, never gon' worry about stats. Never. Record and relax, let my accountant record all the racks. Like bass in your Jeep, wishing those eyes be turned to the max. Turned up. When that tank on E, we going for gas. And
fill 'em up, fill 'em up.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
COVID-19 is quickly circulating throughout the province of Quebec. It's essential that you get tested only if you have COVID-like symptoms. Symptoms such as fever, cough, and loss of taste or loss of smell. As you may already know, testing still remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. For more information, visit quebec.ca/test COVID-19. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
The spread of the COVID-19 virus and its variants has become critical. For everyone's well-being, contact must be kept to a minimum, and health measures must continue, including washing your hands, keeping your distance, and wearing a mask. If you have symptoms, get tested and self-isolate at home. This effort is essential. For more information, visit quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Your boy, Keenan Funny Guy. I just wanted to wish you a happy holidays. And because it's the holidays, I want to do something special for my city. I partnered up with DJ Kicks on a special holiday giveaway. What are we giving away, you ask? These space hippies right here, boy. Giving away these space hippies for the new year. All you need to do to be eligible is like this post, share it, and tag two friends in the comments. Only the first 250 people going to be eligible. Just don't sleep. Also, we ain't done. The first 500 new followers are going to be entered in a giveaway to win $100 for DJ Kicks. So, if you made it to the end of this video, you're bugging. You should have been entered in a chance to win these kicks. You heard me. Good luck. Happy.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
COVID-19 is quickly circulating throughout the province of Quebec. It's essential that you get tested only if you have COVID-like symptoms.
Larina, let me turn you up here. J.E. Buns on the ones and twos us as well. J.E., how you doing, sir?
I'm good, brother. I'm good. How are you, man?
Yeah,
morning.
I'm in the building, man.
Good morning.
Yeah, I apologize. A little bit more aggressive on the music that we normally do on a Friday morning. We apologize for the swearing. But, you know, it's 2021. It's the end. It's the end here. I've been looking forward to this segment by Larina all week. Larina, what are we about to do here, man?
We are about to go through some, you know, top entertainment news stories.
Kanye. Yes, Brenda. It's all going to be about Kanye right now.
No, we're going to diversify. There's more things that happen besides Kanye. So one of the big news stories in entertainment this year is Astroworld.
Yeah.
So if you all remember, we had 10 people that unfortunately passed away and several people were injured. Damn. Now we're dealing with a bunch of lawsuits that are happening and sponsorship deals that are dropping left and right. So that was a huge story this year. Another one is hashtag Free Britney.
Yes, man. Could we talk about Britney a little bit, man? Yo, imagine this, buds. Until the Britney Spears thing, we never knew what a conservative shift was and all these other words. I didn't know that a parent could regain control of your life as an adult, even though you're an adult.
I didn't know that either.
She did all of this albums. Like, she was a megastar.
Yeah.
Britney was a megastar. I didn't know she got, Kevin Federline, you know, men sometimes make these women get a little crazy sometimes. And then somewhere in the midst of the L.A. thing, her father gets control of everything. And they're having some kind of Stepford Wives kind of like broken. Like, you can't see her name on the show. Me and Larina have a childhood friend. We don't even know she's still alive. She might be under a basement or, what does Dateline say? To keep people under the bed and stuff. That's crazy. Yeah. To have another adult control your life, unless you have a mental impairment, I'm not really here for that, man. The way Britney was treated, and don't they have a documentary that came out that kind of explains everything, Lorena?
Yeah, there's two documentaries on Britney that people have done. But yeah, she couldn't, like, they basically chose everything for her. Like, she had to perform when they told her to. She had to take certain medications. She had to ask to get certain things. Like, basic, like, everyday essentials had to be approved by the people that ran her conservatorship. So that was officially terminated in November. So that was a big deal that happened. Because that never happens for it to get terminated. Like, people are stuck with that for life, basically.
Nah, man, they had a free Britney, man. The press was too much. Imagine that, months.
Yeah, the thing I want to know is that what would make your family actually put that on you?
Money.
Money.
Money. Yeah. Money.
She's the one that's making all the money for the family, right? So if they control that, they're good. And also, too, with that, I think the father got paid from that as well.
Yeah,
because,
yeah.
So that's like another source of income
for
him.
Yeah, it's a service.
That's criminal.
Yeah, it's a service. for him to take care. If you're a parent and your child is ill, no one should pay you to be there for you. Kind of like, you know, kind of like fathers that have to pay child support. And like, okay, mm-hmm. what I got to do is like, you should want to do it. Like, you want a gold star for doing something you should do? Mm. That's why I didn't understand about Britney's dad. Like, you're the parent. Wouldn't you want to be there for your child? But no, you don't take a cut from the state. And you're going to control her estate? Goddamn, I should have been a rapper. Me and Future should have done a feature.
Moving
Kanye
on
the beat.
But speaking of rapping, I also put in verses. We had some big verses battles
Shout them out.
So one of the main ones is Lox versus Dipset.
Yeah.
That happened this year.
That's a moment in hip hop we'll never forget.
It's gonna be like Moses put that in on the Ten Commandments.
Okay, so
extra
for hip hop. So where do you guys put this? Cause me and Lorena tie Future Shop back in. So when I started working in Future Shop, our close friend Sade put me on the Breakfast Club. This before the Breakfast Club became one of the Breakfast Club. I'm talking about when Breakfast Club first started, and Afion Crockett was doing their promo commercials. Real Radioheads know what I'm talking about. Mm. And you remember the time Ray J called up there crazy, talking about he put hands on Fabolous?
Yeah.
I heard that live.
Me too.
Yeah, that was a moment. Too. I heard that live. And even in the moment, I'm like, oh, this is going to be a thing forever. When you have the Ray J on the Breakfast Club and the Lox and Jadakiss bodying the whole of the Lox, what do you guys... Because the Ray J joint was pretty crazy. Would you rank the Jadakiss moment above the one when Ray J went off on the Breakfast Club on Fabolous?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would.
Nobody expected that. Nobody expected
that. Well, Buns, you're a music man. You know, we debated this last week with Big Wilson, but we'll pose you the question. Right. Can anybody touch a change with Jay-Z?
Nope.
Somebody said Vibes Cartel.
No.
I saw a meme after we did the show. Someone said, yo, Vibes Cartel can hit the change with Jay-Z.
The thing with Jay-Z is that once he starts to go a cappella and people could really take in what he's saying, mm-hmm. everything else. And the thing is, he has too many of those songs that if he does a cappellas, you'd be like,
I didn't hear nobody bring up the a cappella argument. That's a good point. Yeah, he starts to, and then when he starts to, then when he brings back just a part of the thing, in case he wants to make sure you didn't get it,
exactly.
He'll just bring back just that four bar.
And then he's going to give you that look like, Did I just really say that? Okay. Did you hear? Okay.
People that continue to, like, you know, marginalize Jay-Z, you know, a lot of people say, you know, oh, you know, he took Blueprint from KRS-One and Nas bodied him and Nas is a beautiful catalog. I view Nas differently than I view Jay-Z. I view Nas as a hip-hop head, as an OG and all that. Like, he's on the Mount Rushmore. Jay-Z, I'm talking about just culture. He's just different, man. I'm like, for every vibe Jay-Z has moved it. We've seen artists fall off through transition throughout the years. Every vibe. When we had the jerseys, Jay-Z was there. When we did button-ups, he said, okay, we're going to do change clothes. When we did audio tune, he said, we're going to run this town. We don't do audio tune. When they did the money phone, he said, we ain't going to do them. He come up with 444. How many people have been able to adapt to change?
Only Jay.
Jay and Diddy. You know you cool when you could change your name. I was asking me that. How can a dude change his name every 5 years and still be relevant?
Yeah. Good question.
He went from Puff Daddy to P. Diddy to Diddy. And what is he now?
Love.
Brother Love, yeah. But you could rebrand yourself every year, but as long as you really put it together where you convince people and you have people following your movement, it's fine.
Is that the key to like a rebound? Because like a rebound could go wrong, right? You could rebound and then lose the whole momentum, right?
Yeah, but if you're not authentic to yourself, then that's not going to work. But he decided that he wants to be peaceful now.
Yeah.
And he wants to show love and be love and surrounded by love. So people at first, of course, clowned him because he's changing his name all the time and like, you're going to call yourself Love. But he's been showing that love. He's been supporting black artists and different things like that. So now people are, you know, they jumped on the bandwagon. So he's Love now.
I love Puffy. If you guys could sit down with, I'm going to give you guys an example of three people. And they're going to give you all the marketing advice you guys want. So you have Puffy, you have Jay-Z, you have 50 Cent. I'll start with you, Buns. Who do you want to have a dinner with? And you know, get some of their tricks of the trade. Puffy, Jay, or 50?
That's a very good question. It depends. If I was going musically, I think I would go with Jay. But if I had to go with everything, between 50 and Jay, because Diddy, yes, is good, but I find that whenever Diddy does stuff, he would start off with a bang, and then after that, it just dwindles off.
Kind of fizzle off.
While Jay-Z, you don't really know what's going on until he just pops it out, and then after it's like, boom, it's a big thing. He worked out all the kinks, all that's done. And then after 50, he just keeps showing you that, listen, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, and he makes it blow up.
Yeah.
And so between 50 and Jay, but it's hard because
Jay-Z put an album on your phone. Where do you imagine us in high school doing it? Did you ever think like an artist could put their whole album on your phone without you buying it?
No, but that's the thing. Like, you network, you find innovative ways to market yourself, and then you're also trying to find a way, because it's really hard for artists to get paid, right? Mm-hmm. Especially like, who was it, T-Pain, that released all the streaming you get from different like streaming platforms, the money that the artists make. So it's really hard for them to make a dollar from the streams, right? And so automatically having an album on a phone, you're getting those streams. So it's smart. It's really smart.
It's about putting yourself in place for those innovative ideas. Like, Lumina's totally right. But like me, I rack my brain, like, where am I, like, some people's like, where am I gonna find these innovative ideas? Like, where is this gonna find? And I think one of the best things that's worked for me is by surrounding myself with people like Lorena and Sade and like Leah, like people that are creative. Like, you have to have people. Like, I view my life, I view myself as the black house. but I'm not a medical genius. I'm just nice on the mic. And I have to put people around me to bounce ideas off, because when you're a genius, you have things, but you have to bounce ideas off. Well, I think Kanye had Big Sean and pushed it around. You could be a genius, but you need to bounce. You need to work out, as you said, the kinks. You need to bounce ideas off somebody.
But that's the same thing with Diddy. Like, I wouldn't have the meeting with Diddy, because Diddy is surrounded by women. It's women that run his liquor companies and his different divisions.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's all women. It's all women. Their names are not coming to me. Like, I think Aaron Harris is one of them. Erica Pittman was one of them. There's another girl as well that was at a conference. It's all women that run all Diddy's like different brands and divisions and his enterprises. It's all ran by women. He's the face, but the ones doing the work and coming up with the different like marketings for like Ciroc and all those things, it's all women.
That's interesting. Okay, that's what's up.
But I do want to move on. So the next thing, I put the baby, because the baby was always in the headlines this year. So, you know, the Rolling Loud comments back in Miami, where he talked about HIV and AIDS, didn't go so well for him. And then also with Dani Leigh kicking her out of the condo. That was another thing.
A little rugged, that one. A little
and
rugged.
Then this one I actually forgot about for 2 seconds. Remember Gorilla Glue?
Oh, yes, man.
That happened back
in February.
You got
to pull her up on the Google. We're like, where's she at now for New Year's Eve? Did she end up cutting her hair?
She did, because she had put the Gorilla Glue in her hair because she ran out of gel to slick down her ponytail. I don't know why she chose Gorilla Glue, but she did. And then it was Dr. Michael Obeng who removed the glue during a 4-hour surgery in L.A. The ponytail was removed. I think she did cut her hair. And then she was just trying to kind of get away from that whole like social media viral stuff. So, yeah.
Is it still like a plus to like go virally, like to be like a viral sensation on social media? Does it still have that same kind of accoutrement that comes with it now, or it's been done so much now that it doesn't have that same kind of like glitter to it?
I think it depends on what you do with it. Like, being viral is great. You could go viral several times. You could go viral once, but it depends on what are your intentions. Mm. Like, you know, you could go viral by mistake, but if you're trying to push your business, then use that to push your business, you know, take that time and like get it going. But you have to act on it quick because people's attention spans are very, very limited and people move on to things very quickly. But I think it's still good if you want to do that.
All right.
Next up, I don't know if you guys remember this, but good old relationship expert Derrick Jackson.
He got real quiet too.
He did, but he's still out here tweeting love advice and he's still doing his videos. So he was exposed as a serial cheater this year and then did a
That
whole,
happened this year?
That happened this year in March, and he did his confession with his wife and all that
stuff. Boy, that looked like a trap situation when she had the bonnet on and they killed her for the bonnet. They killed her for her body language.
It was a mess. But yeah, that happened this year in March. And then another thing I put, which I thought was amazing, was all the Donda listening sessions that we got to experience this year.
Man, you know we couldn't do a wrap-up of entertainment without mentioning Kanye, without mentioning Yeezus. Yay. Yeah. What's his church name?
I don't know, but he's legally now Ye. So.
Yeah, he's another one.
He changed his name, so he's Ye. He's getting a divorce that he doesn't want to go through with from Kim Kardashian.
Love is hard, man.
Bought a house across from her. He's not letting it go. In the sessions too, not the session, it was the concert.
Yeah.
The free Larry Hoover concert. He, you know, changed some
of the
lyrics.
You see Drake, I don't know if I saw the video, Drake crying as Kanye's doing the song. These guys love music. Mm-hmm. These guys tied in. Like, a lot of people like give me a lot of flack for liking Kanye. I said, you guys gotta understand, this guy was just a beat maker. Think about all the times you've been in the studio. He was just a guy in the corner making beats, and he kept telling him, I could rap, but nobody listened to him. And he came out and he rapped for Jay and them. Dame brought him around, and he did Jesus Walks, and everyone still, and like, and now he's this guy. Like, he comes from nothing. Nobody believed in him. What's the name of Kim's new boyfriend, Pete? So now,
Pete Davidson.
Listen, I don't know what Pete Davidson's working with, man. Pete Davidson's a magic man. So now what? Kanye's gonna like bump into Pete when they're bringing out the garage, the garbage, on a Friday night.
Well, Kanye's petty, so I'm pretty sure he has some things up his sleeve ready to go.
I love the pettiness of Kanye because it's honest. He doesn't try to make it seem like, okay, well, you know, I'm gonna pretend like I'm fine with this. In pettiness, isn't there a certain level of honesty, a little bit, in pettiness?
Boy,
it's deep on the morning detail this morning, 8:27
like
in the morning.
A lot of projection that's happening with the pettiness. So, yeah.
You cannot put a price on passion, Jay Bunce. I love Kanye's fur brand, his passion. His passion. But, you know, a lot of men don't show love like that. A lot of men, you know, you go a little deeper. A lot of men are not like, yo.
Yeah, but is it healthy what he's doing?
I was at brunch over the weekend. I'm going to bring this up to you guys. I don't know if I've showed this to you yet. I was asking these ladies, do you guys like your men obsessed? Apparently, some women like their guys to be a little obsessed with them. So, Luina, what do you kind of allow on that? Is there a healthy obsession that women find attractive?
I mean, but what is obsessed?
Okay,
though?
Okay.
Did that girl say, "I like you when my man pulls out his gun to tell me, yo, just get out"?
But we have that going on. As we joke about that, that does happen in Montreal, though. Like, this, for example, if he wants to be everywhere you're at, like if he wants to be up under you, like if he waits for you at your house before you come home from work.
I think some girls do like that. Me, no. I need space. Like, don't be around me all the time. I'm going to get annoyed. I'm a type of person, like, I need my alone time sometimes. I have my friends. You have your friends. Go hang out. Have fun.
Yeah, so Kanye ain't for you then.
No.
Kanye wants to run your whole life. Yeah, Luina, wear this. Imagine that. Your spouse is like that. They'll tell you what to wear, tell you what to eat. But, you know, some people get, you know, they get so engulfed in their relationship too, right? Mm-hmm. Some people that, you know, that don't have high enough self-esteem on themselves, when they get themselves in a relationship, they fully submerge themselves in that person. And that's very divisive too.
Yep.
Because you obviously lose your identity.
But is that all Hollywood though? Like for Kanye's instance with Kim Kardashian. is that just being wanting to fit in for like Vogue and GQ magazine?
No, no, he really wanted that girl. Like even before he became a celebrity, like, he's on record saying like I'm gonna get that girl. Like he wanted that girl. So I fear Khan's a little bit of an obsession, a little bit. Like sometimes the idea you built up in your head, you want that to be so real in the real world, and sometimes these two concepts can line up. And a lot of people have a hard time accepting that. Damn.
Yeah.
And he has all this money.
Oh my gosh.
Yo, he's a black dude that designed for Nike, Adidas, and Louis Vuitton. I'm so proud. I never thought man's will design for Louis. They're still bootlegging Louis on Crenshaw. Kanye designed for them. I couldn't afford the stuff. Maybe Louina, because Louina's the velour queen. But listen. Anyway,
I'm gonna move on because I don't need a phone call from Brenda. So
I unhooked the phone.
See that? I didn't do that. That's your son. So I also wanted to mention too, we lost a lot of people this year.
Yeah.
So I just want to acknowledge some people. So most recently, we had Archbishop Desmond Tutu that passed away.
Yeah,
author Bell Hooks, as well as Eric Jerome Dickey, passed away this year.
Damn, I forgot about Eric Jerome Dickey, man.
Yeah, that happened earlier this year. Rap pioneer Kangol Kid, fashion designer Virgil Abloh, rapper, ooh, she's calling, rapper Young Dolph, Biz Markie, Shock G, Black Rob, and DMX passed away. Comedian Anthony A.J. Johnson, he's well known for Friday.
Yeah.
As well as comedian Paul Mooney, actor Michael K. Williams, and Cicely Tyson, so...
Man, we lost a lot of good people, man.
Oh, and Jacqueline Avant too, as well.
DMX, like even sometimes I wake up some mornings, I'm just like, damn, X is gone. Mm-hmm. Cicely Tyson, years in the game. Cicely Tyson, great actress, legendary man.
Yeah, and these are only a few people. There's a very long list, unfortunately. But yeah, so I just wanted to acknowledge them. Another thing that happened this year is Sha'Carri Richardson. So she was banned from the Tokyo Olympics back in July for testing positive for marijuana. So that is something that did happen this year as well. And then she did do a race after that and lost. So a lot of people were on her for that because, you know, she was very confident in herself and said she was being a hater to... the Jamaican team that was also running against her. So, yeah, that did happen.
What a year. 2021, man, what a year. So, J.E. Buds, if you could put 2021 in a word, how'd you put it? Hey, man, you done DJ'd your whole life away here, bro. Yeah. You gave them everything, Roots and Milo, and we had to get you back up here. We, you know, we still got some more J.E. Buds stylings coming up next, but, boy.
Man, 2021 was like... it was eye-opening.
Mm.
It was eye-opening. You didn't realize how much people are, I don't even know if it's depressed or just has like some type of problem that you never even knew they had.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah. That's the most, that was like a very big force in this 2021.
Because you know what the pandemic does? It takes away all the distractions, right? So all the parties, all the things that you were kind of like, you know, all the gatherings linking up with people, and it makes you spend a lot of time with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are not, you know what I mean? You know, for people that are introverts, this is like, this is a beautiful holiday.
Mm-hmm.
All I want to do is go to the beach.
That's me.
Yeah. Like, yeah, for all the introverts, they're like, yo, this is just isolation, so what? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Quarantine, whatever. You know what I mean? But for a lot of people that's used to the noise... Yo, this is a much slower pace. It's like playing the San Antonio Spurs. This ain't the Lake Show. This is a much different pace for a lot of people.
Canada. States wasn't too bad. They were still out partying and carrying on.
Yeah, Florida does its own thing.
Yeah.
No, but even other places in the States too, like especially southern states, I feel like, you know, there were still concerts. There was still a lot of outdoor movement, restaurants you could go to freely. People were out doing their thing. But I feel like here we were more confined. So it was really hard for people to like get out and do stuff and socialize. And
another issue too that we had too, speaking with David Archer and Khan, you know, both two great black therapists. We don't have enough black male therapists in this city.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You know, you have two guys, David Archer and Khan Buba, and it's like, yo, they're only two people. And especially black people, they have a problem going to doctors, more or less go to a therapist, and then there's limited room for them to get help. So it's a large portion of black people, you know, because they've hit me up on the low, that seeking help. And there's only two people that you can sit down with.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know what I mean, who do you attribute that problem to? Like, you can't force the government to create more black therapists. You know, it starts with us at, you know, starts with us at this level. Like, you know, like, are we, for example, I was talking to a friend the other day and she goes, you look at the posters in college and university. Where do you always see, like, me and we went to college and university together, so I know she knows what I'm talking about. Where do you see the posters with black people? In the athletic section. Yeah. Yeah. That's the only section you see it.
Yeah.
You don't see blacks. And then you talk to white people about it and they're like, oh, you guys just want to be represented. I'm like, yo, no, it's not about being equal. I don't need things to be. I need things to be equitable, right? So, I mean, there's no black scientists. And I mean, you know, I mean, there's no black, you know, our friend Charmaine was like the only person in her program. And she did chemistry and biology and all that kind of stuff too. But think about it. And we've become so conditioned to it, we don't even notice it. You go to Vanier, the only place that there's black posters or show black student athletes is in the sports section.
But I just find, too, it's sad because, like, the higher I went in my education, yeah, the less black people I would have in my classes.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
It is. It's very weird. So hopefully that does change. But like we were saying this year, too, like, the kids need something. They need, like, places to go. They need to see those things happening so that they know that there's different options that are out there, too.
And then the COVID's not helping. I spoke to a lot of parents having a really tough time. You're a parent yourself, too, Jay Buns. Mm-hmm. This virtual schooling is really tough because, like, I try to put myself in the kids' shoes. Like, imagine the classes that you have issues in.
Mm-hmm.
And me, I don't know how everyone learns differently. I need to be there in person. Like, I need the one-on-one with the teacher. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of parents have, you know, gone a little deep into their box and hired tools and stuff like that. Because what else are you supposed to do? I'm really surprised that these kids are able to maintain this. This virtual schooling seems really crazy to me.
Yeah, it's crazy, but you know what? They're in the comfort of their home. Only thing is, you have to be, like, disciplined to keep them to say, okay, listen, it's this certain time, school. And after that, lunch, whatever. Yeah. And then after, you could go and play a PlayStation here later on. But after your homework is done and stuff like that. It's just to keep the discipline of, like, okay, this time to this time is school. Don't play around.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's crazy, man. That's wild, man. So many different things going on, man. It looks like it's so hard to be a parent right now.
Yep.
I tell you, if I get to 40, I ain't doing one.
It's hard to be a parent on a regular day, so.
With all of these different changes and, you know, it's life, man. It's not even life. It's the virus. It's the virus, man. Montreal, my city, man. It's the Morning Detour. You got more?
My last one was it was R. Kelly. So he was found guilty of charges including sexual exploitation of child, bribery, racketeering, and sex trafficking. So that case happened this year as well. And then Bill Cosby got out of jail.
Yeah.
So
yeah, the R. Kelly, man. I was telling somebody the other day, it really hurt my feelings. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, for a lot of us, R. Kelly was the soundtrack of our life. And to find out the backstory of the songs, guy tainted the whole thing, bro. It ruined the whole thing. I never thought somebody on R. Kelly's level would be involved in such kind of buffoonery and disgusting behavior. The music that he's made, like Chocolate Factory, is crazy. Boy, man.
It's all his music.
Yo, it hurt me, bro. It hurt me, man. It hurt me bad, man. The R. Kelly joint hurt me bad. Much of my city, keep it locked. J.E. Bun's going to take over. None but the mix. It's New Year's Eve special. It's the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM. Let's get it.
Why does it keep
COVID-19 is quickly circulating throughout the province of Quebec. It's essential that you get tested only if you have COVID-like symptoms. Symptoms such as fever, cough, and loss of taste or loss of smell. As you may already know, testing still remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. For more information, visit quebec.ca/test COVID-19.
Yeah, but that's true, guys. They don't show. I had a teacher tell me that her time a student came to class one day and told her that
the boy his mom I just told her wish that you a happy holidays.
They're like, look, us at times we came to build a thing for ourselves.
I want to do something special for my city.
Oh, you're talking about the extortion and something like that? That's a
special holiday giveaway. What are we giving away, you ask? These space hippies right here, boy. Giving away these space hippies for the new year. All you need to do to be eligible is like this post, share it, and tag two friends in the comments. Only the first 250 people are going to be eligible. So don't sleep. Also, we ain't done. The first 500 new followers are going to be entered in a giveaway to win $100 for DG Kicks. So, if you made it to the end of this video, you're bugging. You should have been into your chance to win these cakes. You heard me. Good luck. Happy.
Jock my shit, switch a blow up, they can catch this drip. Make a bitch take notes when I pop my shit. Ain't man a nigga worth chasing, yeah. If I'm in your city, I made a check. Boy, eat this pussy like he a vet. His name in my phone of the crazy Nick. Can't fuck with me, I'm exclusive, bitch. If I let him hit, he gon' lose his shit. You ain't my nigga, so cool it, trick. Heard he got bricks, that's a stupid lick. They know my name on Rodeo. Drop big bags, they call me Miss Pizzo. Bitch, I'm the boss, I put you on payroll. Loving my sauce, they eat up this queso. I ain't tryna be a nigga wife. Yeah, we can kick it, but only tonight. Bitch, I'm a dog, cause this pussy bite. I turn a bitch from a freak to a dyke. Nigga, fuck your name, where the cash at? Get them pieces hitting, I'ma drag that. All my niggas know me from a cash app. If you tryna cuff, gotta show me where the stash at. Two bitches on this shit rap during Christmas. Two bitches washing, I'm doing the dishes. Doing the bitch, I'm a genius, I got great niggas. If it's a problem, I'm perfect. I'm on their head, yeah, I'm worried, bitches. I'm drinking happy, my fucker been itching. You say you real, but the people say different. I got you all right.
That's some good, cause she get me through this day.
We out here having some fun, people. You know what it is. It's your boy Jay Buns, man. Wednesday. Let's go.
Situation, been dreaming about only acres, living like the narcos in Jamaica. Oh Lord, please save us from all of these haters. They're the ones that's making paper every day, living like a vacation.
So what? You got your gun, right from a fire tight this time, and I'm just to chop your crop. You know, I'm semi rich, I've been also me live on the bull, just to come and chosen. Them a try for army, moment, crocodile beat, I got rebound before them. Eastside, now fit up, show them, yeah. You could want to reach. Try below me, fi try dissolve the thing through me, can't ever miss. Reap dust because me deal, yo, will be a score because we skill. Kill, sin off your sin, kill off your kill, but me not be fish. Me so cold because me sick, then I breathe me, man I breathe money. Man I breathe money, man I breathe money. Me I breathe money, then I breathe me I breathe money. Me I breathe money.
Let's set up this thing here. Lolo, let's talk about... Now, we've had a lot of people on the show this year. Let me get some background music here, man. So this year, man, I loved all the joints, Lolo. But I got one of my favorites was Amorphis. The setup of Amorphis, how you kind of set up that kind of interview right there.
Oh, well, it's someone that I was following all 2020 on Twitter. He was putting out these mashups that were amazing to me. And he was just... getting all these different opportunities. Like, he got like a laptop from Oprah and like he was in the studio with like Kehlani and then Brandy and Victoria Monet, and then he finally got to put out his album that he did himself. So I thought, why not? If he's putting out an album, I would love to have him on the show just to highlight the crazy year that he was having.
Yeah.
And his people got back to me. We
You're like that.
Speak to him.
You're like that lucky charm. Luena's able to get everybody. Like, I don't know what she's telling them. I was like, yo, yeah, Weezy's gonna do this. Yo, this, I just do my thing. So this is, man, the whole interview was fire.
Yeah, he's dope.
Well, we could say it now. So, Buns, when we did the original interview, him and Luena's audio was beautiful, but my audio was messed up. So when I produced it, I had to go back in and redo just my talking parts and make it all blend in. So I'll play the bad version and I'll just redo it just to fill in the gaps because the interview was so dope. But yeah, man, he got in the studio, Kalani, Fat Joe, and Khaled flew him in to do Sunshine. Diddy was there. So this is him talking about his experience with Kalani and so forth. Really soulful dude, man. And I think when we had him on the show, he had just done the late night show the week before.
Yep, with Kelly Rowland.
With Kelly Rowland. Top morning show in the country, man. More in detail. You know how we do things, man. This is Amorphis.
You know, you hear so many horrible things about the industry, but it's really about who you are as a person, about being diligent. You can either A, let the industry destroy you and change you into a bitter, you know, egotistical person. But if you stay grounded and you stay grounded in your faith and what you believe in, you can be a good person and still be successful. And Kehlani taught me that first session out.
Montreal, my city, you can't get stories like that. It doesn't get realer than that. I have another viral moment for you right now, Morpheus. I heard Fat Joe and DJ Khaled hits you on the FaceTime. Let me tell you something. If Fat Joe hit me up, I'm on the first plane down to Miami. I promise you that.
Listen, okay, this was like a week or two of craziness. It was like I was blowing up. John Legend was in my mentions. Jasmine Sullivan, Janet Jackson, everybody was talking to me. And so I'm just like overwhelmed. It was just a lot of love. You know, I had gone from what, 9,000 followers to like 88,000 in those 2 weeks, which was crazy. And I don't check my Instagram requests. At least I didn't at the time. It was on some T-Pain stuff. I didn't know that thing even existed. So for some reason, I decided to check it. And the first thing I see is Fat Joe. And he had messaged me like maybe 5 minutes before. So I'm so glad I caught it. He was like, yo, bro, trying to get in touch with you. What's your number? And I was like, what? I'm like, what the hell does Fat Joe want with me? I'm thinking maybe he's like, yo, do something with Verses. So I give him my number. As soon as I texted to him, FaceTime, I was like, what is going on? And I answered FaceTime, and I always got to do my best Fat Joe impression. Love him dearly. He's like, yo, Amorphis, what's up? Young King, Young Legend, how you feeling tonight? Yo, you's a genius, that Rihanna, that Luther. I mean, what, bro? Like, you on your way. So let me tell you something. DJ Khaled right here in the building, and I want to let you know that we rapped on your song, and we want to put it out officially. We want to get it clear, Rihanna, everything. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he plays me Sunshine. And I just, all I could do was just sit there and just, you know, express my gratitude. That's all I could do. All I could do is just say thank you. And I was just really proud of myself, too, because of the fact that, like, I had already had my system in place in terms of, like, management and lawyers and everything. So, like, when an opportunity like that came about, it wasn't like I had to play catch up. It was like, no, we're doing this for real. So it was a beautiful experience. And, you know, he flew me out to Miami to be in the video. And I was like, what the hell? Diddy's there. And Diddy comes up to me after the shoot. And he's like, yo, bro, keep doing what you're doing. You're on your way to becoming a legend. I'm like, to hear that from industry veterans that quickly was just really, really a blessing. Just such a blessing.
Yo, it's crazy. It's crazy. We have real radio moments. Mm-hmm. We have the Freddie Figures from last year, but we have real radio moments. Like, I never thought, like, yo, like, I don't know what Luena had envisioned. I just thought we were just gonna do it, and just like, in terms of doing the show, and just see what happens. But then to have like pivotal moments in the culture, like, that's pretty dope. Like, you know, I could have played the Roy Woods too. That was crazy. Roy Woods from OVO. That was crazy. And you see how everybody just has such a deep respect for Montreal. When they sit down with someone they can relate to or they can respect, the vibe is different. I have another clip from Selena Chavez. Am I saying the name, Bobby? Let's double check that, Jordan. I think there's a third part to it. I think
yeah, there is.
But she's, I think she's the former MP of Whitby. But she was in the Trudeau inner circle. She told Trudeau to F off. And we had a real deep conversation. It's up there on our YouTube, Detour 514. Yo, she was a black woman in politics, behind the door. She was at the table. And one of the things she highlighted in the interview, she said, the more she talked about black issues, the more when they had meetings, her seat got pushed further away from Trudeau. And this is somebody that was on the inside. Mm-hmm. She was there. And she's Grenadian too, so you know I rate her. So let me play a clip from our interview. Let me play a clip from my interview, man. It's the Morning Detour, man. You know how we do things.
It didn't follow that same kind of trajectory or blueprint for a leadership book.
No, it didn't. And I did that intentionally. I wanted people to understand, like, when we think about our experiences, we tend to write leadership books based on, you know, the successes, the triumphs, all the great things that happen. But I wrote about the mistakes, the pains, the hurts, the guilts, because I want people to understand that when you add those two components together, the parts that we try to hide and are shameful, that adds value to us. That builds the resilience. That is the part that actually makes you able to advocate for people, or for me to advocate. Because I don't want people to feel my pain. I don't want people to feel that hurt. I don't want people to have to go through those mistakes. So that's how I wrote the book, from that perspective.
Listen, man, if you can save us some of the trouble, some of the trepidations, we have to get down. The book is called Can You Hear Me Now? Now, Selena, coming from Grenada, and shout out to Grenada. You're one of the first Grenadian celebrities.
Shout out to Grenada, 473 Massive, yo.
So my people, we're from the Carenage. What part are you from?
We are St. David's Pomeroy, man. Come on now. We in country, you and the Carenage, you city people.
Yeah, from St. George's. I'm a big fan of nutmeg, but I love the country. Grenada's very, very beautiful. I've been there a multitude of times. Now, coming from Grenada, did you ever think that you'll ascend to the levels that you ascend? Did you ever envision yourself as a kid thinking, like, I'm going to be the first black person in the politics representing Whitby? Did you think that to yourself?
No, I never even thought about getting into politics until, like, a couple of years ago. Brother, I just showed up in politics.
So, what... Yo, she's super dope, man. Selena Cesar Chavanez, man, super dope, man. All right, man. Once you're on my city's 8:51... New Year's Eve. I don't know what y'all gonna do today, because Legault done messed up everything. Let me turn you up here. Do we need better leadership? Do we need a better plan? I don't think this COVID plan is working for us. No. Montreal is a rebellion is afoot. I know CKT hates when I incite people. I only state facts, not emotions. It's the Morning Detour. As we close out 2021, I want to thank J.E. Buns. He's going to lead us in with it's like that final prayer. What do you call that, Joe? Those final couple of hymns at church? And, you know, people itching to get out, like, oh, this better be the short one. Because you know when they do that extended hymn at church, you're trying to get out there before 2 o'clock. Montreal Massey, I want to say I appreciate you guys. Thank you for your help and your support making this Urban Morning Show, the Morning Detour, a possibility. CKT, you already know, the Massive. 8:52 in the morning, J.E. Buns. We're going
to
close it.
Happy New Year to everybody.
Well, there you go. Leaving a Happy New Year. I know all y'all going to be home by 9:58, so it's okay. It's okay. There's only 13,000 police. I'm just putting that out there. And these tickets is not really a lot. I'm just putting that out there. No, anyways, I'm going to go to the mix. J.E. Buns in the building. J.E. Buns in the building.
Young nigga turn on my pop, I'm poppin'. Me a 30 nigga, this ain't no rice. Get your ass shot, I ain't doing no boxing. No boxing. This shit and they fat like a bike. I know he hatin', I gotta be watching. She on my drip, but she like how I pop. She like can't afford neither one of these watches. She wanna fuck, and she heard that I'm toxic. I wanna fuck her little mama, she thick. Booty so big, ooh, look at them hips. Like how she shake, might give her a tilt. Give a tilt to the back, I might give her this tilt. Straight to the room, got her all on my zip. She bring that thing off on the bed, let me dip. Say she got water, where I need a sip. Pussy love Mally, take me on the trip. Yeah. I know for a fact that she feeling me. Catches the vibe, yeah, she matching my energy. She a little hood, I think she's from Tennessee. Moving so big, coulda thought she from Texas. She got the peak, coulda thought she from Georgia. Put her so wet, what take me to Florida. Kinda adored her, so I deorder. Let's hit up Lennox and blow us a quarter. Yeah, pop it, pop it, pop it, pop it, pop it, pop it, pop it.
What's good, my brother General?
Pop it,
good to see you, fam.
Pop it, pop it, pop it, pop it.
Let the band
play. Young bitch lit, I'ma shake some. If you got money, you know I'ma take some. Whoever I'm fucking, these bitches won't next you. Eating my leftovers, that's not a flex. Bitches ain't fucking with me in this jewelry. I need a nigga that know what to do with me. Guess I'm too hot, so these bitches ain't cool with me. Too fucking thick, he wish it was two of me. Popping, bad bitch, keep me an option. Wavy, ho, see me and get nauseous. Famous, leave with the nigga you came with. Dangerous, I don't fuck around with no lame shit. Excuse me, we tryna get by with that ooze. Ain't finna let them bust off some rounds in this coochie. Bitch, tryna fit all his ass in a two seat. Bitch, finna go broke, tryna outdo me. If I'm not the who is? She got a booty fetish tryna steal my shit. M to the lawyer just to handle my biz. Run a cage just to cover my wrist. He bopped out and I wanna see what that mouth about. Start from the bottom to the top like a countdown. Everybody pull out their phone when I pop out. Pop it, bow, bow.
Pop it, pop it, ooh.
came a long way. Pop it, boost, pop it, pop it.
We sitting on top of the shit.
Pop it, pop it, pop it.
This shit can go one or two ways. This shit can go up. It can go down.
In the next.
Either way, nigga, I'm prepared. Feel me? Yeah. I be coming in peace, but fuck me. Best beware the others, this shit deep. Undercovers creep, the southern heat make them bearable. Summer just last week, seen your mama weep. Crying cause she don't wanna bury your brother. The blood leaks, why the EMTs gotta carry her baby like surrogate mothers. Whoa, thank God we survived a run with a terrorist. Suffer though traumatized, wouldn't trade it for nothing through hard times. It was there I discovered a hustle and making the best out of struggle. I kept grinding to the stay up a level, respect mine. Gotta stay out of trouble cause tech nines like the air I rebuttal. Cold world niggas knowing what it is, just in case they don't, I show them what it is. In summer, I do real numbers. Couldn't dare touch it if they sold a double disc. Black hot niggas burning up the street. Shots popping and we heard it up the street. It's a war, niggas running up the score. Jesus said that you should turn the other cheek. Once these niggas getting murdered every week, dead bodies smell the odor in the street. My homie got out on parole. He's on my Coca-Cola than the soda industry. Summertime bring the coldest winter breeze. Hella blues like the rolling 60. Christ went to heaven age 33 and sold it Pepsi and sold it Nipsey. I told you, I told you. This shit can go up, it can go down. I don't give a fuck, nigga. I done seen the highest heights. I done seen it twice. And I seen the lowest of the
y'all know what it is, man.
And still I rose.
This is that midweek vibe. Change it
now
up,
I'm at
y'all.
Your neck, nigga.
Change it up,
yeah.
On y'all.
Yeah, she know that I'll make it right back. I feel like it's fun and I just gotta tap. I did it again, man, I just gotta pack. Yeah, shawty look in her eyes, I see off her mom. 10 bands for fit, nah, they tryna rob. That shawty, she spent, she calling me poppy. Walked in the scene, took your bitch, probably. And I just fucked your hoe, probably. 20 more 10 attack it, you can't stop me. Bitch, I'm designer, call me Tech Romani. I just seen her fast, lay low. I got the bullets, halo. She wanna come fuck, she won't say no. If you wanna feature, come and pay it all. I want the money to payroll. Just say you real if you fake, though. She said that I'm hella the flame. Don't try to fuck with me if you ain't staying. No. Cause niggas stay ain't real, yeah. Hoes ain't real. Yeah. I got so much fake love, nigga. I can't feel. Yeah. Why are they sponsored by Carnegie? Cause they rockin' all still. Yeah. They can't even bother me. Because you ain't paying my bills. That shit ain't no fun, she gon' swallow me. I got money, that bitch, now she on me. Set my money tall, yeah, it's tall as me. I ain't talk social, so please do not talk to me. Yeah, she know that I can order us. Yeah, she know that I'll make it right back. I feel like it's fun and I just gotta tap. I did it again, man, I just gotta pack. Yeah, shawty, look in her eyes, I see off her mom. 10 bands for the fit, nah, they tryna rob. That shawty, she spent, she calling me Bobby. Walked in the scene, took it, bitch, probably. And I just fucked your hoe, probably. 20 Montana, take it, you can't stop me. Bitch, I'm designer, call me Tech Romani. I just seen her fast, lay low. I got the bullets, halo. She wanna come fuck, she won't say no. If you wanna feature, come and pay.
Let's go, I sweat my wrist. I don't love nobody but my bitch. I still take it my side chick. She sucking it up, take your time with it. Big down, stone on my fist. I stay with dirty in my whip. Looking for me but won't find shit. Money on me while I buy shit. My girl like some girls on that buy shit. She said that my weakness was kindness. Got that from my
light skin, yellow, iced out, yellow. I'm the king of New York.
Pop, rest easy, Pop. Y'all know what it is. It's your boy Jay Buns, man. We out here. We don't care for the 10 million or one viewer. We out here having fun. Come on.
My bitch, red bone,
hey.
Ice fat, cello.
Jay, you crazy for this one.
Yellow,
come on, baby, dog. Pop, smoke, R&B.
I'm the king of New York, mellow. Black hair by the Regis Cappello. Ask around, niggas know me. I'm a Europe boy, Ginobili. I like my bitches red bone, ass fat, cello, light skin, yellow, iced out, hello. I'm the king of New York, mellow. Black hair by the Regis Cappello. Ask around, niggas know me. I'm a Europe boy, Ginobili.
I've been so gone. I like red bones, my type, light skin, ass fat, cello. But bitches be switching sides nowadays on a regular. I never respected it. Money over bitches, I know that's everything. Money over bitches, I know that's high. Rocking BDS by Elliot wedding bands. I won't never ever give in a wedding ring. 45 on my hip, I ain't fighting. I'm chewing on the Adderall like a vitamin. niggas' pockets be on E. Something they already know, but I'm dropping the T. They making up rumors and lies. Okay, I'm sick and I'm tired. I'm out of fatigue.
What's good, Desi? How are you, brother?
They could have been one of yours.
Vanessa, what's going on, fam? Good to see you. Come on. Everybody, y'all know what to do, right?
I'm the king of New York.
Post up the vibe, share up the vibe, go into your group. Tell a friend to tell another friend.
Cello, light skin, yellow, iced out, hello. I'm the king of New York, mellow. Black hair by the Regis Cappello. Ask around, niggas know me. I'm a Euro boy, Ginobili. I like my bitches, red bone, ass fat. Cello, light skin, yellow, iced out, hello. I'm the king of New York, mellow. Black hair by
the following is a previously broadcast program.
Bonjour, ici Gilles Vignon. Vous écoutez la radio communautaire CQUT à ses 90.3 FM. Oui.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Good morning and welcome. This is Jazzamuck.
Yeah, rebel on the street. Makeup on my face, stockings on my feet. All the streets are asking why I'm not a normal American guy. America's so strict and he's so bad. What makes America so straight? And he's so bad. What makes America so great? And he's